Welcome to episode 81 of the Speak On It podcast, hosted by your boy T-Lip. What up, though? Hey, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Kansas City Chiefs, Baltimore Ravens. Two top five defenses. One offense that's been kind of a little, I would say, mediocre this year under the premise of how we've seen Patrick Mahomes and his offenses. And the other team in Baltimore Ravens, MVP candidate. One of the best run offense in the league. One of the better red zone offenses in the league. One of the best time of possession offenses in the league. I can go down the line about what these teams represent and what these players represent. But this episode is going to be specifically featuring the AFC Championship matchup between the Chiefs and the Ravens. We have us a big game here, people. We have us a big game here. Let's just say the Ravens were the one seed, 13-4 this season. They finished 13-4, while the Chiefs were the three seed. They finished 11-6. Patrick Mahomes is literally one of the best quarterback in the league, hands down. He's in a world of his own. No questions about that. It will be no Patrick Mahomes slander here. I think he is the greatest quarterback of all time. That's me. I don't just look at rings. Well, Tom Brady got 7 championships. That is a team thing. I look at the play of how you are in moments. Not to take away nothing from Tom Brady. He made some great plays. But if we look at the Chiefs team that won a Super Bowl, it was won on the back of Patrick Mahomes. If we look at the championships that the Patriots have won, it was won on the back of that defense where they had Teddy Bruschi, Willis McGinnis, Ty Law, Richard Seymour, Vince Wilfork, Rodney Harrison, Lawyer Malloy, Asante Samuel. Did I say Ty Law already? Ty Law. What was it? Julius Seau. What was the linebacker? I just named y'all like some iconic names that were on them defenses where they won in 2001 and 2003 and 2004. That was a defensive team. They were asking Tom Brady to just not turn the ball over. They were barely scoring 20 points in those games. Not taking away anything from Patrick Mahomes. I mean, from Tom Brady. But a lot of those games was won on a field goal at the end of the game from the kicker. Let's just say the kicker missed the kick. Now how are we looking at his comebacks? Let's move it over to Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is down by 10 points in the fourth quarter going into both his championships. Versus the Eagles, he was down going into the fourth quarter. Versus the 49ers, he was down going into the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. End up winning both of those games. Both of them. He was down at halftime in both of those games. And it was on the back of him. He didn't have these amazing defenses. He didn't have that. His defense gave up 35 points last year in the Super Bowl. And his defense also gave up against the 49ers. They gave up 25 plus points. I forgot the score of that game, but they gave up enough points. We don't look at the Chiefs team as a defensive team. This is one of the better defensive teams that the Chiefs have had in the Patrick Mahomes era. This defense is, they're definitely a top five defense. They have guys. They have a bunch of young guys. Last year, I think they had like six or seven rookies playing last year that was on the defense. And now they were in their second year. So they have matured to a level of like, okay, we can do this. We got this. We know how to play. We played at the highest level. We won at the highest level. Now it's just time to continue to get better, and they've done that. And we see the difference between our team. Last year, they was an okay defense, and now this year, top five. Got one of the better defensive linemen in the game, Chris Jones. I think they have definitely an all-pro corner, Pro Bowl corner. He didn't make the all-pro team or Pro Bowl in Snead. I think he's one of the better cornerbacks in the league. And they have a bunch of good guys around them. The Gay, the Bolton, McDuffie. I think he's the best nickelback in the game. Justin Reed, Mike Edwards. They have some guys, which have made them one of the better defenses in the league. So I just always want to bring that to, you know, Patrick Mahomes have won championships on his back. Not taking away anything from the team around him, but we've seen the Chiefs be good before Patrick Mahomes got there, and they didn't win no championships. We've seen them win 12 games in a year. We've seen them win 10 games, 11 games, 12 games, 13 games during the regular season and lose in the playoffs with Alex Smith and Andy Reid. Andy Reid was still that same coach. We've seen that. We've seen the Chiefs be good, win the division. We've seen them be great, and we've seen them also lose in the playoffs before Patrick Mahomes got there. And since Patrick Mahomes got there, all he did was play 12 straight home playoff games. 3-2 in the AFC Championship, went on to 3 Super Bowls, won 2 of them, lost 1 of them to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And now he's probably, you know, he's one of the last 4 teams to head to the Super Bowl now. I mean, he's 4 of the last teams left, you know, to have the shit. If they win, they going to the Super Bowl. That's what I'm saying. So he has a chance to go to his 4th Super Bowl this year. Yeah, that would be determined on Sunday. But let's break this game down. I just wanted to give y'all a little context on there, you know. I just wanted to give y'all a little context on why I think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback I've ever seen. But let's just jump into this game. Obviously, we've seen a lot of the Chiefs this year. A lot of people did have the Chiefs, you know, losing in the first round. They had a lot of ups and downs this year. Like I said, my last episode 79 of the Speak On It podcast, the Chiefs wide receiving group led the NFL in drops. And they dropped the ball in some pivotal moments. They lost games because of drop passes. The offensive tackles, Taylor and Smith, they've had their troubles this year. Travis Kelce had his troubles this year. Shit, Patrick Mahomes turned the ball over as well, you know. We've never seen him getting rowdy on the sideline. He was about to fight a ref earlier this season. You know, he was getting mad and arguing with the ref, had to be held back. These are things we've never seen. So a lot of things transpired this year with the Chiefs that we've never seen before. And just to throw some statistics out there, I'm going to bit my damn tongue saying that. Hear me out. All right, y'all ready? The Chiefs have scored 20 points or less in 9 games this year. 9. So they either had 20 points or lower than that in 9 games this year. Chiefs have also only scored 30 points 3 times this year. This is a Patrick Mahomes offense right now we're talking about. So they've scored 20 or less points 9 games this year. And they also only scored 30 points in 3 games this year. And one of them came in week 3 versus the Chicago Bears. And then another one came versus the Los Angeles Chargers. And the other one came against the Raiders. Right? So that's not a Patrick Mahomes offense that we kind of know of. We know Patrick Mahomes come out there damn near scoring 35, 38, 40, however many points he got to score. Last year in the Super Bowl, he scored 38 points. You know, like we know Patrick Mahomes' offense is to score a lot of points. So for them to only score 20 points or less in 9 games, that's a red flag on that offense. Those are some guys that can barely score 20 points. Those are guys that can barely score 20 points this year. So I understand that Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. I know that he is. He will always be Patrick Mahomes. But if he don't have the guys around him that can separate in one-on-one coverage, make big plays consistently, then they're going to lack in some type of way. And those are the ways they lack. They wasn't able to score 20 points nine games this year. They were only able to score over 30 points three games. That is pivotal. You know why that's pivotal? Because the Ravens have scored over 30 points in nine games this year. The Ravens have also only allowed 30 points twice. So they've scored 30 points, over 30 points or more in nine games this year, and they've only allowed 30 points two times. This is another stat right here. In 12 games this year, they allow under 20 points. And the Chiefs have scored under 20 points in nine games. So 12 teams that the Ravens played this year, they couldn't even get 20 points. And this is another crazy statistic. In six of those games, they only allow 10 points or less. This is the NFL we're talking about, in a pass-happy league where all of the rules represents the offense, all the pass interference. You can't touch the quarterback. You can barely touch the wide receivers now. Everybody is can't protect themselves. You got to ask people, can you tackle them before you tackle them? All type of things going on in the league right now where this is an offensive league. This is a quarterback's league. And the Ravens allow 10 points or less in six of those games. While also beating 11 winning teams this year. That's the most in all time in the NFL. They literally beat 11 winning teams this year and won in the same season. And I ain't even talking about the playoff game. Not even against the Texans. So if you add the Texans in there, that's 12. That would be 12 winning teams they beat this year in one season. That's most all time. The Ravens has been the best team the entire year. The entire year have been the best team. Let me just go through their schedule and some of their big wins this year. They beat the Lions in week 7. They beat them 38-6. They didn't even score a touchdown. They beat the Seahawks 37-3. They didn't even score a touchdown. They beat the Browns in week 4, 28-3. Didn't even score a touchdown. They beat Houston at the beginning of the year, 25-9. Didn't score 10 points. I just named y'all four games right there where they scored under 10, where they allowed under 10 points. They beat the Chargers when the Chargers was hot, 20-10. In L.A. on Sunday Night Football, they only gave up 10 points. To Justin Herbert, to Keenan Allen, to Austin Eckler. These guys can play ball, right? Just saying. They gave up 7 points to Trevor Lawrence. I think that was on Sunday Night Football as well. He's a Monday night or Sunday Night Football. No, it was Sunday Night Football. They beat them 23-7. They only gave up one touchdown in that game, and that was on like a busted play, wheel route to Agnew, where he was kind of wide open, made a play. One big play in that game, basically. 23-7 versus a premier quarterback. Trevor Lawrence is a premier quarterback, right? Walked into his house and only let up 7 points and scored 23. Then the next week, walked into the Bay Area and put up 33 on the 49ers while only giving up 19. And they scored at the end. It was really 33-12. Them little late touchdowns at the end to try to make the score respectable, nah. Ravens was whooping their ass that entire game. They barely scored any points. And then the next week after that, beat the Dolphins 56-19. 56-19. So this is a team that played against winning teams. Beat winning teams. This matchup that we're going to see on Sunday is going to be one of the biggest matchups of them. I think this is going to be one of the biggest matchups up to date, honestly. You got Lamar and the Ravens team. Lamar is going to be a two-time MVP. He should win MVP this year. It'll be announced in a couple weeks. The Ravens has been the best team all through and all. Their defense, They don't. I'm not gonna say they don't have no big name guys because they got Roquan Smith and a Kyle Hamilton. But this is Kyle Hamilton's second year, so we know who knows where that can go. But the way they play together, the way they seem prepared, Patrick Queen, Jadeveon Clowney making plays, Mehdi Bouke making plays, Pierce making plays. Hopefully Marlon Humphrey is back this game. He didn't play like the last three games. Hopefully he's back this game. But if he don't, you still got Ronald Darby out there making his plays. Stevens making plays. Mollette making plays. Marcus Williams making plays. Geno Stone making plays. Kyle Hamilton making plays. Like, they're playing at a very, very high level right now. Like I told you, six teams were not able to score double digits on the Ravens this year. Six teams. Do y'all hear me? Six teams. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five teams didn't even score a touchdown on them this year. Five. Trevor Lawrence couldn't get a touch. Trevor Lawrence got one touchdown. He did whatever. Geno Smith and the Seahawks couldn't even get a touchdown on the Ravens. Jared Goff in the Lions didn't get a touchdown on the Ravens. Deshaun Watson in the Browns earlier this year in week 4 couldn't even get a touchdown on the Ravens. And CJ Stroud in week 1 couldn't even get a touchdown on the Ravens. This has been the best team all year. They have approached every task they had, go in there and dominate. They've been dominating games. I honestly think they should be 17-0. I think the games they lost were games that they gave up big leads to at the end of the game. Let me just remind you guys. They lost to the Colts in week 3, right? They lost to the Colts. Let's see, it's 14. They should have never lost to the Colts at all. They allowed the Colts to come back in that game, and they lost the game in overtime. They should have never lost that game. They had that game handled. It was at home. Backup quarterback was playing, Gardner Minshew. This is when Richardson was still, I think he had got hurt that week, but he played the next week. They should have never lost that game, especially to a backup quarterback on the road. You shouldn't have lost that game at all. Then they lost to the Steelers. And this is a game where multiple receivers were dropping touchdowns. I think Aguilar dropped a touchdown. Bateman dropped a touchdown. Zay Flowers dropped multiple passes that game. Odell couldn't really get open that game. And they just couldn't score points. They couldn't create the separation that they needed. So, but it had a lead that entire game. They only scored 10 points that game. But the game was 10-0. It was 10-3 all the way up until the fourth quarter. And then they scored 14 points in the fourth quarter. One was on a game-winning touchdown. Zero coverage. Marlon Humphrey on Pickens. I think that was Humphrey's first game back from his injury as well. Yep, that was his first game back. Because he had missed the first four games. So he was a little rusty. They shouldn't have lost that game, though. The Steelers was not good at that time. Ravens should have won that game. And then the game they lost to the Browns in week 10, they should have won that game as well. They were up 31-17 with 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Come on, bro. That's a game you win. All day, every day, that is a game you win. So they should have won every game to me because all of the games were games that they lost on their own. Like, the team didn't just come out there and beat them. The three losses that they have was losses that they gave up. They gave them losses away. I have not yet to see a team come and play Baltimore this year and just beat them. Like, oh, they were just a better team that day. They beat them, and that's what it was. I haven't seen it. Every challenge that they stepped up to, they dominated. If it was the 49ers, if it was the Ravens, if it was the Jaguars, if it was Miami, if it was the Lions, if it was the Seahawks, if it was the Browns, whoever it was, they dominated those games. Lamar Jackson played at the MVP level this entire year. His turnovers was down. Touchdowns was up. He had, 29, 30 total touchdowns, 7 interceptions. His completion percentage was as high as in his career that it's ever been. His completions for this year was as highest as they ever been. I think he had over 300 completions this year. He had never had over 265 previous. He had 300 plus completions this year, and he missed a game. And that was because that was the last game of the season where they already had the one seed and they was good. The running game has been going well, even though they lost two dynamic running backs. One, Dobbins, they lost in the first game. And then Keaton Mitchell, they lost him later in the season where he was coming along. And if they – bro, I'm telling you, if they had Keaton Mitchell right now, oh, wow. Because he was a problem out of that backfield. He was making things happen. He was – he a home run threat. Every time he touched the ball, he can go for 80, for 60. He was that fast. He's one of those guys. So when he's able to get healthy, he tore his ACL, obviously. Once he's able to get healthy and he's come back next year, ooh-wee. But Justice Hill, Gus Edwards, been running the ball really, really well this year. They still remain the number one running attack in the NFL. And they signed Dalvin Cook the last week of the season. And if you watched the game last week, he got 8 carries in the fourth quarter last week. One, he broke a run for like 19 yards. He's just a North. He knows how to just get North. Dalvin Cook is a guy that runs forward. He might do a side cut here, side cut there. But he's a guy that gets downhill. He run forward. He get North. He still has that speed. And he's fresh. He don't have a lot of carries this year with the Jets. He barely probably had over 3 carries a game with the Jets. And for his 8 carries that he had last week, I think that can only do greatness. That can only bring greatness for this Ravens offense. I think he will touch the ball early in this game this week. It won't be. He won't wait till the fourth quarter to touch the ball when they already got the lead. I think he's going to touch the ball in the first quarter, second quarter, and see what he can bring to this offense. And I think he'll do good. Justice Hill, and Gus Edwards, I think what they can do together along with Lamar Jackson, they're going to be able to run the ball this week. I watched James Cook and Ty Johnson run the ball on the Chiefs last week. I watched teams, a lot of teams this year be able to run the ball on the Chiefs. A lot of teams going to be able to run the ball on the Chiefs. And now you're facing the number one running attack. You know, Josh Allen ran the ball well versus the Chiefs last week. He was able to find his seams when he was running the ball. He was able to get downhill and run the ball. Now you got to deal with Lamar Jackson, literally the best runner with the ball in his hand at quarterback position probably of all time. Now you got to deal with his shiftiness, his quickness, his speed. You got to deal with him in the pocket. You got to deal with him outside of the pocket. Then when he tucked the ball down the run, now you got to deal with him then. Outside of Justice Hill, Gus Edwards, and Dalvin Cook. And who knows? You might get Mark Andrews back this week. They said he could have played last week, but they wanted to give him another week. So if he's able to play a 20 plays and, you know, make some catches, you know, look healthy out there, add another dynamic to this offense. And we all know that's Lamar's favorite target. And he don't have to come back and be Lamar's favorite target right now, because likely Zay Flowers, Aguilar, Odell, Bateman, they've done a good job since Mark Andrews got hurt. But ain't nothing wrong with having Mark Andrews come back and, you know, make some plays in the pass game as well. Make some run. Just be a factor in this game. You have to pay attention to him when he's out there. So I don't know if he's going to play this week. We're going to see. I think he's definitely going to play, but we'll see as the week gets closer to Sunday. We're going to see. I just think the Ravens are the better team. Like, I think the Chiefs are good, but the Chiefs are a team that have been – they had some struggles this year. Even though that defense was always good, they had trouble scoring points this year. They had a lot of trouble scoring points this year. I just told y'all they barely can get over 20 points in 9 games. And they only scored 30 points in 3 games this year. I don't think this is going to be a low-scoring game for the Ravens. I think the Ravens are going to be able to do what they need to do. I don't think Lamar is going to he's going to be shocked. The lights are going to be too big, or he's just going to, you know, cave in and fold under pressure. I don't think none of that. I don't think this Ravens team play a style of football that's going to fold under pressure. I think they play a physical brand of football that travels to whatever arena they show up to. I think they have guys that know their role, that are executing their role at a high level, and a lot of those role players that became playmakers. Likely is a playmaker right now. He has, what, 7 touchdowns in the last 6 games? Bateman makes some quality catches. Zay Flowers is a playmaker. You get the ball in Zay Flowers' hand quick, you got a problem. You got to get him on the ground. He's a guy that can go for 72. Justice Hill on the run game and in the pass game, he's a problem. Odell, who knows? He might have a game where he have 7 catches for 120 yards this week. Who knows? It just does. It's always been like that for them this whole week. I mean, this whole year. Different guys have bought out. We've seen a Rashawn Bateman game where he bought out this year. We've seen Odell game where he bought out this year. We've seen a Zay Flowers game where he bought out this year. We see the likely game where he bought out this year. Like, there's been a lot of different guys balling out. A lot of different guys, you know, making plays when their name is called. And I think this is just another day to make plays. Man, it's tough. It's going to be tough for the Chiefs to walk into M&T Bank Arena Stadium and win. Especially with, I don't think they have the perimeter guys to take over this game. I respect Patrick Mahomes, the heavyweight. I think Patrick is the greatest. But if you don't have receivers that can get open and make quality catches on third down and catch the ball and do something after they catch the ball, you only have like one of those guys. Like, I like Rice, but in this game, this week, I'm not picking Rice over the rookie wide receiver from the Kansas City. I don't think he's going to break open this game like he did versus Miami or make some of the plays he made versus Buffalo against the Ravens. I don't think so. Yeah, Travis Kelce might do something, but I don't think the this is my prediction. I don't think that not one of the Chiefs wide receivers are going to go over 70 yards this game. And that's including Travis Kelce. And the only guys that can really make something happen like that are Travis Kelce and Rasheem Rice. Those are the only two guys that can really, you know, have some type of big playability. I don't trust Kadarius Toney. I don't trust Sky Moore. I don't trust MVS. I don't trust 84. I don't trust Noah Gray. Yeah, maybe in the regular season, but against the number one defense where they got weapons all around the perimeter, the linebacking core, the D-line, you trust them guys? Not this week. I don't trust them this week. And Patrick Mahomes not going to play around with that. Like, if you drop a pass early this game, you might not see the ball again because he don't have they don't have the time, bro. Drop passes affects the whole team, bro. And when I say drop passes, I mean like passes that ain't nobody defending you on. Like, you just drop it because you're not able to focus, or you just drop the damn ball. Your hands was wrong or whatever. Those are drive killers. Those are drive killers. It's like blowing an open layup. You on a fast break or whatever. You ain't even got to be on a fast break. You just, uncontested layup, you just blow it. That's what a drop pass feel like. So as great as Travis Kelce is, as great as Patrick Mahomes is, I just don't think that's going to be enough to beat the Ravens. The Ravens are the better team. I'm telling you right now, I would be shocked. Like, I know Patrick Mahomes is capable of doing some magical shit. Trust me, I know. But I would be shocked if the Chiefs beat the Ravens in M&T Bank Stadium in the AFC Championship. I would be shocked because the Ravens are the better team. In every phase of the game, offensive line, defensive line, linebackers, secondary, wide receivers, running backs. The only thing that the Chiefs can really lean on saying that they got the better guy on is the quarterback. And the plot twist is Lamar Jackson ain't that far behind, bro. He's the MVP this year. So it ain't like you playing against, you know, Baker Mayfield in the Ravens. You playing against Lamar Jackson in the Ravens. And that's nothing against Baker Mayfield. I'm just saying, like, a lower tier guy. You're playing against Lamar Jackson. He's the MVP this year for a reason. He's the guy that scored 4 touchdowns last week. 100 yards passing, 100 yards rushing. 2 passing touchdowns and 2 rushing touchdowns. First time done in playoff history. That's who you're playing against. You're not playing against Tua Tagovailoa. You're not playing against Josh Allen and the fraudulent Bills. You're playing against Lamar Jackson, Roquan Smith, Tucker. Don't forget about Tucker, that kicker. Don't forget about him. You're playing against those guys in their own arena. It's going to be hard for the Chiefs to do it. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I would be shocked if I come in here and on the Mondays podcast, I'm sitting here talking like, damn, the Chiefs are going back to the Super Bowl again. After all of their struggles this year, after all of the noise that was going on within the Chiefs' name this year, you're telling me one of the weakest offenses Patrick Mahomes had in his career, he's able to take them to the Super Bowl? Oh man, this dude is unstoppable. And that's what I mean when I say he's the greatest of all time. What he can do with passing the ball and willing his team to win. Every time he step on the field, it's pressure on the other team. It's pressure on their offense and their defense. Because he's putting immediate pressure on their defense because you got to guard them. But then he's putting pressure on that offense to score because he's a guy that he's going to put his team in position to score every single possession he touched the ball. So that's even putting more pressure on the opposite team quarterback and the opposite team offense. That's the threat that Patrick Mahomes possess. And that's why he's the greatest. That's why he's the greatest to me. This is going to be a great game. 1 seed versus 3 seed. Last year's MVP in Patrick Mahomes. This year's soon-to-be-known MVP, Lamar Jackson. Both of those guys will have 2 MVPs in their young career. This is Lamar Jackson's 5th year, if I'm not mistaken. I think this is his 5th year. No, it might be his 6th year. Let me make sure. Bear with the kid one time. This is Lamar Jackson's 6th season. So this is his 6th season. And this is Patrick. This is Patrick. 7th season. So this is Patrick's 7th season. And this is Lamar's 6th season. Lamar will have 2 MVPs. Patrick Mahomes have 2 MVPs. But Patrick Mahomes also have 3 Super Bowl appearances and 2 Super Bowl rings as well, with 2 Super Bowl MVPs as well. So if he goes on this year to get 3 and have 3 Super Bowl MVPs and 3 Super Bowl championships, that shit just, man. Ooh-wee. But if Lamar's able to win this game, go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl and have 2 MVPs, 1 Super Bowl ring, 1 Super Bowl MVP, because he's probably going to be the MVP, that's going to be special. That's going to be special for Baltimore. Baltimore will might as well start to get his statue ready to build right now. Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes should have humongous statues built outside of Arrowhead and M&T Bank Stadium. And I mean that even no matter what happens on Sunday. No matter what happens on Sunday, both of those guys should have statues outside of their arenas, outside of their stadiums. I always say arenas because I like the man in the arena type, whatever. But Both of those guys should have statues. Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes should have statues outside of their stadiums. They're that good. They're that important. I don't think they will ever put on another jersey. I think Patrick Mahomes will be a Chief his entire life. I think Lamar Jackson will, you know, hopefully be a Baltimore Raven his entire life. Who knows? We shall see. But they both deserve statues. This is going to be a great game. Great quarterback play, great defensive play. Two great head coaches, Harbaugh and Andy Reid. Both won championships before. A lot on the line right here. This is what you fight for the number one seed, to have it being played in your own backyard. There's going to be some high-level football being played. X's and O's, Jimmy's and Joe's. This is where playmakers make their plays. This is where game changers show up. You have the battle of the game changers in Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes, and you have the battle of the game managers in Brock Purdy and Jared Goff. No shade, just calling it what it is. So at 3 o'clock on Sunday in M&T Bank Stadium, that would be the battle of the game changers. And as of right now, sitting here on this Tuesday, January 23rd, I am taking the Baltimore Ravens. And I think the Baltimore Ravens win by double digits. I think the Baltimore Ravens score over 30 points. And I don't think the Chiefs are going to score over 20 points. We've seen the Chiefs a lot this year go through a lot of heartache. A lot of things was happening with this team. This team has been up and down, like more down this year than up. More down this year than up. They got Patrick Mahomes. That's why they in the place they are right now. But the Ravens have been on the up and up. The Ravens have showed up every week and beat teams down. Bully them. And that's just the type of ball that they play. That's why I'm picking them to win on Sunday. And I think the Ravens will advance to the Super Bowl. And they will play. I will let you know in the next episode of the Speak on the Podcast who I think they will match up against. That's my pick. I got the Ravens winning as of right now on Sunday. And on the next episode of the Speak on the Podcast, hosted by your boy, you dig what I'm saying? I will break down the Lions versus the 49ers. And I will give you my pick on who's going to advance to the Super Bowl from the NFC as well. Appreciate y'all. It's all love. Speak on the Podcast, episode 81. If you're rocking with the kid, I appreciate you. If you ain't probably started rocking with the kid yet, I appreciate you even more. It's all good. Catch y'all on the next episode of Speak on the Podcast. Lip out.